Thank you for this time. Thank you for your awesome presence. Lord, as we go into your word, I bind every spirit that is buying and selling in the minds, in the lives of the people, and in the congregation of the righteous, particularly in this auditorium. Let your word have free access into the lives of your people right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take over. Let them not hear man, let them hear God. Let man come under, let the spirit of God take preeminence and dominance. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Shall we be seated? I want to bless the name of the Lord for today. Today is our Thanksgiving Sunday and Relationship Sunday. Hallelujah. And today, let me just say, I can see the time is already ticking. I'm giving up just 40 minutes. What I want to share with you about relationship, I cannot finish within 40 minutes that I'm looking for this message. I will start today, I will complete next Sunday. By the grace of God, it's going to be a two-part series. Today, I'm talking about intrigues of man-woman relationship. Intrigues of man-woman relationship. And I'm going to take my text this morning from the book of Proverbs chapter 30. I'm going to read verses 18 and 19. And I want the media to project it for me. Proverbs chapter 30. We are going to read verses 18 and 19. And it reads, this King James Version. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, for which I know not. Verse 19. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon the rock, the way of a sheep in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Solomon was reputed to be the wisest man of his generation, apart from being the richest king ever. But he said there were four things which he could not fathom, he could not understand, his wisdom could not resolve. The first, he said, the way of an eagle in the air. When an eagle is flying in the sky, who gives the eagle direction? There is no navigation equipment, no GPS. How does the eagle find his way in the air? It goes beyond human understanding. Am I right? Said the way of a serpent upon the rock, except it is raining. When a serpent moves upon the rock, you will not find anything. That's why Yoruba will say, "Kama yento koja bejo tolori akpata ti oni." You will not know. They said, "Tole the way of a sheep in the midst of the sea." I walk on the ocean before. If you are in the sea, you see everything looks the same. Every direction looks the same. All the sheep. The time Solomon was writing, there was no navigational equipment. Remember. How does then the sheep find its way on the sea? They say, finally, the way of a man with a maid. Now, I will read Gospel Version, translation. Say, three things are too amazing for me, even four that I cannot understand. The eagle making its way through the sky,
A snake making its way over a rock, a sheep making its way through the ices, a man making his way with a virgin. That's God's word version. Now let me go to the Living Bible translation. He said there are three things that are too wonderful to understand. No, four. How an eagle glides through the sky. How a serpent cross upon a rock. How a sheep finds its way across the even ocean. Finally, the growth of love between a man and a girl. Then let me read the Good News Translation. There are four things that are too mysterious. The Good News is only a mystery for me to understand. An eagle flying in the sky, a snake moving on a rock, a sheep finding its way over the sea, a man and a woman falling in love. Many people, I mean, when I say fall in love, I'm sure your attention was attracted. Finally, I read the entire standard version. It causes a wonder. The race between man and woman, fall in love between man and woman. Three things cause wonder for me. Four are beyond my understanding. Say, I cannot understand it. The way of eagle, the way an eagle flies the sky, the way of a serpent on the rock, the way a sheep in the high, and the way of a man with a young woman. So this issue about falling in love between man and woman is something that when you look at it, it's puzzling, it's intriguing. Because it is something that has to do with interplay of the heart and the head. Unfollowing the head will be subsumed, and then the heart will follow your heart. That's the normal way. Follow your heart. It is an handshake between logic and emotion. But unfortunately, people abandon logic and they follow emotion. Is a convergence of the feeling and the thinking. But unfortunately, people work more on the feeling, they follow more the feeling, and they abandon the thinking. They will tell you that love is blind. When you fall in love blindly, reality will be a miracle to open your eyes. So they are certain, and this is the reason for heartbreaks. Because people don't allow their emotions to be funneled through the pipe of logic. They don't allow their feeling to be modulated and moderated by their thinking. They don't allow the flow of their hearts to be arranged and be organized by their head. In the contest between emotion and logic, when it comes to range between men and women, emotion usually win. But let me tell you this morning, I will talk about a few things when you are searching for love. What are the things that you know? When you are searching for love, what are the things? Before you now begin to say, I do. No, there are so many songs, there are so many films, there are so many magazines, there are so many write-ups, there are so many books that are written, that are produced, that are made to wire the thinking, the feeling, the emotion of men so that they don't actually look for what is right. So what are the things that you need to know when you are searching for love, before you say you fall in love? First, let me say, most relationships start on a friendship level. Am I right? Most relationship that leads to emotional interaction usually start on a friendship level. And actually, I would advise that you marry your friend. There's nothing wrong in that. But the first thing you should know, that the aim of every relationship must be defined at the outset. Separate between general platonic relationship from emotional relationship. And in the process of interacting and relating, if there is a change of direction, it must not be assumed. It must be discussed and negotiated. Don't say, we are friends, but because the way I see things going, I can see that things are shifting. As he told you. And this is what some men, and let me say, unfortunately, when it comes to heartbreaks, women suffer more than men, true of us. Because a man is a product naturally of reasoning. That's why a man will say, I think. A woman is a product of emotion. That way a woman will say, I feel. While you are feeling, he is thinking. You to wise up. So you must define the essence, the aim of a relationship from the outset. And if there's a change of direction, it must be discussed and negotiated. Let me give you an example. You have been friendly with a brother or with a sister, and you send text message almost every day. And suddenly one day, sister, so. 2 years later, you send a text message. And you think, he wants me to send him a text every day. He's in love with me. Your mumu never do. If he asks you, 2 years today, he has not proposed to you. He has not told you anything. He's now demanding the benefit of a full-fledged relationship from a friendship, ordinary platonic friendship relationship, and you are tagging along. Wake up and smell the coffee. You ask him, bro, or whatever you call him, I am sure I am not the only sister that is friendly with you, true of us. You say yes. Okay. Is it every sister that's your friend that will want to send you text message every day? If he says no, then I have no problem sending you text message. But you have to tell me, why must I send you every day? Don't assume. Now begins to talk, because I have feelings for you. If that's the case, I need to pray and think about it. I will get back to you. So don't assume that a relationship does metamorphosis from friendship to emotional without discussion, without negotiation. That is the beginning of heartbreak. See what many brothers impulsive do. What women do? They lock down so many women. As it's demanding text message from you every day, it's demanding a WhatsApp message from somebody every day, it's demanding a telephone call every day. So you have to know that the aim must be defined as a change. Let it be discussed. And then leading to the second thing you must know when you're searching for love. Don't depend on secret love. I can't. It's only he doesn't know how to say it. That sister, I believe she's in love with me. What does Proverbs say? Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5. Let's look at it. Proverbs 27, verse 5. Let's read it. Open rebuke is what? Is better than secret love. See, the problem with many people, why they have heartbreaks, this: your heart is supposed to be passworded. It's not just for anybody for grabs. What did I say? Your heart must be passworded. If if any man is not bold enough to declare his love for you, he's not worthy of having a password to your heart. There are many of you who throw the password open. Did you get me right? You are just assuming. Yes, it's only time we talk about it. He is not bold enough to talk about it. He's not worthy enough to have your heart. So keep your password and leave it. Or there's somebody who is bold enough and who you are convinced you can go along with. If you are not deaf and he is not dumb, you should not depend on sign language. Do you hear me? If you have ear, you can hear word, you are not deaf. And he has mouth, you can use to talk, he's not dumb. Why should you depend on sign language? I can see the signal. Or Daniel. Hey, I can see. I know. Is it deaf? Or is it dumb? Are you deaf? Why do you use your sign language? Don't just jump. Many people, in the wave of emotion, they are ready to jump into the ocean without the life jacket. No. You must not depend what? On secret love. Number three. After this now, if you are searching for love, things you must note. Number three. When you are searching for love, look for shared goals, joint interests, and common values. What did I say? Shared goals, joint interests, and common value. Not just selfish thing. If you want to get involved in the emotion of somebody, do you have the same goals? Are your goals coterminous? Are you going to pull in different direction? Do you have common interests? You can't be a Christian and say you want to marry a non-believer. Your goals are different. Your values are not the same. These are more important, because at the end of it, let me tell you, beauty will fade, talent will wane. It is the goals that you share, the value of dear, the interest you have inside you that will keep you later on. If somebody say, "I love you," ask him, "Why do you love me?" If you say, "Because you are pretty, you are beautiful," that's not enough. Next time we see somebody who's more beautiful than you, am I right? So if somebody, a man is coming to you because you are beautiful, and then your eyes now begin to swell, you say, "I'm pretty, I am beautiful, that's why he loves me." If a man loves only because of your beauty, that is not love. If a woman loves you because you are talented, you ask a sister, "Why do you love me?" Say, "Because you are gifted, you are talented." So if the gift is removed, the love will no longer be there. So don't say, "Because you love me," because it is that. No, you'll be used. Let's look at Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 verse 30. Proverbs 31 verse 30 quickly. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Favor is what? Because a brother, a man, he send you recharge card, 100 naira every day. Say, "Because of that, I'm falling in love. Because of 50 naira, 100 naira recharge card." Favor is deceitful. Anytime I don't have credit, send credit to me. Anytime I'm broke, give me money. If that's the reason you are falling in love, you will soon realize that you are making a big mistake. I'm not saying it's not good. Don't get me wrong. But that should not be the basis. Say, beauty is vain. If a lady loves you because you are giving other naira child card, the moment she finds somebody who will be giving 1,000 naira child card, what will happen? She will love that person better. If a man loves you because you are chocolate color, the day he sees Malato, what will happen? She will love her better. Because the moment she gets somebody who has more beauty than you, more things for you, yes, we fall in love. So that should not be the basis of love. A sister once told me that there is no romance without finance. But romance plus finance does not necessarily equal to love. Are you listening to me? So you must wise up. Number four, because of my time, avoid unrealistic expectation. Say, I'm searching for love, but your expectations are very unrealistic. You are looking for what God cannot provide. Let me tell you something. Many of us, we are looking for in a man, in a woman, what God will not that he cannot provide, but will not provide. Are you listening to me? Now, I will just show you a skit which I watched and I found it useful for this message. Just 2 minutes skit. Media, project it and listen.
Father, you said in your word that we should decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, this is Jide. I possess him. He will marry me. I will bear him children. We shall live together in peace and love forever and ever. Jide, the fine boy. As a man.
I am sick,
now in the first part, you see this lady.
Ma jenwa la la iroko. Jesu mu wa sodo re. Ma jenwa la la iroko. Oko to lowo to lenu to tun sigbonle. Oluwa fun mi loko. Jehova oko pupa ni mo fe.
She wants oko to lowo to lenu.
You see, she's
When will she find this combination? She might find entolowo ti o lenu. She might find entolenu ti o lowo. She might find sonto pupa ti o sigbonle. So many of us, we have unrealistic expectation, and the other lady already had a God in her heart. Pray witchcraft prayer, claim me. I graduated from this university. I know many brothers and sisters have been claiming brother, the people on the sports center. Many of them claim and claim and claim. And when the other person gets engaged, you now feel God has disappointed them. Don't have unrealistic expectation. People don't realize that marriage is hard work. They want ready-made material. They don't know that God wants to give you a great feed. All God is interested in to look for a man or a woman who has the potentials to complement you. It is now for you to work together and bring out those potential to come into real things. So don't begin to say that this. Many people have a long list. Unrealistic expectation cannot bring you real love. What you have to know is this: what God wants to do is to look for a path of destiny. A destiny helper. What the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Let's read it. Genesis, we all know it very well, but let's read it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate. Somebody who can be a helpmate. Look for help of destiny. Somebody that has the potential to complement you, so that both of you can fulfill the purpose and the counsel of God. God is not looking for somebody that will be competing with you. God is wants to look for somebody that can complement you. Somebody that you can work together. Somebody that you can develop together. God wants to put potential, these potentials, in the life of some people, men and women. You find it. Because the Bible says, who finds a good wife? Obtain faith in the sight of the Lord. I mean, he said, find a good wife. He finds a good thing, God bless you, and obtains favor of the Lord. It's the potential that God will give into the lives of people. So if you are looking for ready-made material, you are making a big mistake. But what is important, that are there that potential in the life of that brother and sister to complement you, so that both can fulfill your destiny. And let me say, number what now? When you are searching for love, you need to look for someone who has care and shows courtesy. Somebody who shows care and courtesy. They are not talking about manipulative care now. Because there's this Yoruba adage that if I have a dear, you know, I'm not talking about manipulative care now. Somebody will just give you things so that he can wind you up. I will talk about that maybe the second part of this message, because I can't finish it today. I'll just go halfway, and by next Sunday, I will complete it. Somebody who shows care. You are just on a platonic relationship with a brother, and both of you are working in a very hot Sunday afternoon. He has 200 naira in his pocket. Maybe you are working from where do I say now? From a center. Maybe you are walking to the bus stop, or you are walking from Mayfair to AP, and both of you are sweating the hot sun. He has 200 naira. 100 naira for coke, 50 naira for pop-up, and 50 naira to buy tom-tom, so that his mouth will not be smelling oil. And the following want to say, look, sister, I love you. I want to marry you. And you say, I'm in love with him. Because I've been seeing the sign all along that he wants to marry me. You are a fool. You need someone, a brother or a sister, that must show care and courtesy. Not someone who treats you like a trash. You are there with somebody, he doesn't value you, he doesn't value your opinion, he doesn't think about your own progress. Everything is about him or her. As friends, and later somebody, the person comes to propose and say, because love is blind. Which kind of blindness? You must know that when you are searching for love, you must see these the signs of care and courtesy. And I just said two more, and I will round off for today and will continue next Sunday. Number what now? Number six. I'll just say seven, and I will. Number six, when you are searching for love, you must look for personalized uniqueness.
Not three, not four. Many daughters have done what? Virtuously. But thou excel them all. There may be so many sisters, so many brothers, but there must be one unique thing that clicks between you and that person. If you are looking for some, even the lady that was talking about, so many people are light in complexion. Am I right? How many husbands will she have? One. If you are looking for someone with light complexion, you have so many people who are light. If you are looking for someone who is tall, there are so many who are tall. If you are looking for somebody who is short, there are so many who are short. But there must be something which you know is of eternal value, not just beauty, not just, but something that you know that strike the right chord between you and that man or and that woman. Until that is there, if you only look for other things, many people will have the same things or similar things. But what is it that God is dropping in your heart that is driving you to that brother, to that sister? There must be a uniqueness. Otherwise, if you get into that relationship, that person will not be valuable to you. She will not be like any other woman. No matter the number of women in the world today, there's nobody like my wife. It does not matter what anybody says. It does not matter what other people feel. It does not matter what other people think. But to me, she is the best in the world. Until you have that thing within you, don't go to relationship. Something you know that when you hold on to it, no other woman, no other man can come and be doing shakara to and be doing to do abracadabra, and your hair now will begin to turn the other way. So that when you got it, you know you've got it. And because of my time, I want to say that when you are looking for love, when you are searching for love, look for a man or a woman in whom you have empathy and harmony. Somebody in whom you can see empathy and who you can work with in harmony. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. What does he say? Can't you work together except they agree? Anybody that is going to go into a lifelong relationship with you and cannot show you, you can't see empathy when you are ordinary friends, you can't see empathy in. You are sick for 3 days, you don't even know that you are sick. Meanwhile, you say text messages, you talk, but for 3 days you are sick, does not even know, it doesn't bother to care. Next time, says, I hope you are okay now. That's fine, that's fine. It tells you about the next thing. It doesn't empathize with you. She doesn't empathize with you. And you say you are in love. Then can you really work together? Let me tell you, God will not give you a man, like I said, or a woman that has everything. No. But you, there must be ability. You know that you, God must go into relationship with somebody whom you can accommodate, you can tolerate, whom you can work together, so that two will work together. Instead of one chase 1,000, two of you cannot chase 10,000. Anybody who is thinking is when I marry a man, a woman, I will change him or she, I will change her, you are making a mistake. It's more difficult to change a man, a woman after marriage than before marriage. Am I right? Go and ask those who are married, those of us who are married. Anything, look at the man, look at the woman very well. Anything you know can't live with for the rest of your life. You see it here, don't go near it. Those are, don't worry, when we get married, this one will change. It's because we are not yet married. It's a lie. So look for someone with whom you can walk in harmony, and somebody will always show you empathy. No, why is empathy necessary? Let me tell you. When you get married, a time will come in your life. There will be some moment where nobody else can minister to you, but your spouse is the only one who can strike the right chord. But if that man or woman does not have the empathy, that person will die of depression. Go ask people who are married. There are moments in one's life that even sometimes the scripture will look dry when you read it. People will talk around. It don't make meaning. But only your spouse at that point can reach, do the right thing, can strike the right chord. Let me tell you, if somebody is sick now, if you are married, hey, they love you, this and that. After, for the first week, everyone will be coming to your house. Two of us, if they love very well. After, if the sickness continues for the next 1 month, some will be coming once in a week. If it goes for about 3 months, some will come once in a blue moon. If it now goes for a year, only your wife or your spouse will be there with you. If that person does not have empathy, where will you be? So there are things that are deeper than beauty. There are things that are deeper than money. There are things that are deeper than talent. Look for these things. Don't fall in love blindly. Above all, I want to conclude today and then continue next Sunday. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Verse 7, which is what I'm reading for now. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from it. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Are you searching for love? Are you searching for true love? Are you using your senses? Are you using your manipulative skill and ability? Trust in the Lord. Are you in a relationship? You're already heartbroken.
you at crossroad. Bible says, trust in the Lord. I want to invite you this morning to shift your trust unto God. Man cannot find his way if God does not lead him. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Let me tell you all this thing I'm talking about. What you need to know when you are searching for Lord. If you are not a child of God, who God can lead, who God can direct, you are just on your own. Yes, anybody can look for these things. Anybody can search. But it's only one that God guides that can get it right. It is one thing to search. It's another thing to be guided. But when you go on a guided search, then your story is different. When you are not a child of God, when you're not yet born again, when you're not yet give your life to God, you cannot be guided. You can search, but you are not guided. All that I've just told you now, anybody can I may try to adopt it, but you need to be guided, and only God can guide. I want to tell you this morning that God will guide you. I want to tell you this morning that God will lead you. I will tell you this morning that God will help you. Even if you're already in a relationship and things are not working out, God will make a way and make it to work for you in Jesus' name. Can you start your feet this morning? I'll continue next Sunday. There is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof is death. There are so many women, there are so many men, there are so many boys, there are so many girls, there are so many sisters, there are so many brothers. But only God can make a way. You are here this morning, you can tell God that God will make a way for you in your life. We just play this song, and after that we'll pray. God, we make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in way we cannot see.
He will make a way for me.
And He will be my guide.
Hold me closely
to His side. We love and strength
for
each new day. We make a way. We
make a way.
We make a way.
Now listen to me. Only God can make a way for a man or a woman. Anybody can search, but not everybody is guided. So many people perish in the valley of decision. There are so many people who are in the valley of decision because they are not guided. They cannot make the right way. But when you surrender to God, He guides your life. He guides your path. If there is somebody this morning, what they say, Lord, I surrender my life unto You so that my life can be guided. Lift up your right hand anywhere you are. I'm going to pray for you. Lift it very high. I want to see it. God bless you. Lift it very well. Say, today I surrender my life unto You so that my life will be guided. Lift your hand very high. Lift it up. Let me see it. God bless you. Lift it very high. God bless you. 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 For those of you who are lifting up your hands, just come here quickly. Come and meet me in front. I want to pray for you. Before I pray for everybody, just come here to the front here and meet me here. 1 minute.
God, we make a way where there seems to be no way. Just after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning. I surrender my life unto you. I cannot find my way in life alone. I need you to be my guide. So this morning, I commit my life unto you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Today, I'm no longer religious. I am born again. Write my name in the book of life and put your hand to my hand and lead me ahead in life. Walk the journey of life with me so that my future will be secure in you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father, put your hand on your head as I pray for you. Father, I pray for these young ones who are surrendering their lives unto you this morning. Lord, I ask and I pray that nobody that comes to you will you cast away. My Lord and my God, forgive their past. Wash them clean with the blood of Jesus. Write their names in the book of life. Lord, from now onward, be their guide. Lead them. Direct them. Oh Lord, my God, every area of life where they need to make decisions, you'll be there with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, their future and their tomorrow, their today and their tomorrow will be secure in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Just follow this, our pastor. Just follow. Everybody lift your hand today. I want to pray for you. Everybody. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for your people this morning. Lord, is anyone who is crying for real love? Is there anybody who is feeling battered and shattered? Lord, today, let the balm of Gilead be applied to such hearts. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anybody who is suffering from heartbreak? Lord, heal all emotional wounds. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anybody who is dealing with difficult relationship, difficult spouses, difficult husband, difficult wives? My Lord and my God, pour the oil of joy into such relationship right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anybody who is looking for direction, who is looking for leading? Oh Lord my God, guide and lead them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask and I pray that your will, your counsel, your purpose will be accomplished in the life of everyone that's here today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. And we continue next Sunday.